So Thanksgiving's coming up, and naturally we've got plenty of travel plans. Some people are going, you know, back to grandma's house for, you know, the good old turkey dinner. But we noticed that there are more people doing that this year. So kind of talk to that a little bit. What are we looking at in terms of traveling numbers?
Well, this is another big boom for travel, and it's another boom in a series of them. So really, for the better part of a decade, we've seen year-over-year growth for these travel holidays. And we're looking at 54.3 million travelers making a holiday journey this Thanksgiving. That's 2.5 million more than last year. And when we take that down to Idaho, it works out to about 287,000 Idahoans, the most hitting the road since 2005.
So is there any indication as to why more people seem to be just kind of hitting the road or getting on a plane this holiday as opposed to other holidays all the way back till 2005?
Well, what we've seen is continued consumer confidence just growing. Low unemployment, high disposable income, those things always motivate people to travel. And with things going as well as they have been, we're seeing the highest level of consumer confidence that we've seen since September 2000. So that's in a perspective, you want to look it back to the dot-com bubble. For those who remember that, this is something that we haven't seen since then. So really, it's a matter of people being willing to go. They see the higher gas prices now as inconvenient, but a necessary component of what they're doing. So people are ready to hit the road, even if it does cost a little bit more to get there. And that's where we're at today.
Now, I know we were talking a little bit before this interview. There's probably not really a good way to drill down where Idahoans are traveling the most, but in terms of Idaho, is there anything else that's really unique about what they're doing in terms of travel?
Well, with our state's rural geography, that definitely complicates things a little bit more when it comes to automobile travel. Getting in and out of rural areas, that always tends to exceed what the national projections are doing, and then the airports are a little bit lighter. Now, this year with airports, we're seeing, again, another solid year of growth. And ultimately, it's something to keep an eye on because air travel is going up about 5%. But the seat miles that are available, those available seats, are only up about 3%. That tells you you can expect busier airports and more full flights. But as a region, in the mountain region, we know that about 4 million travelers will be taking a journey 50 miles or more from home. Oftentimes, it's to see family in other parts of Idaho and casting a fairly localized net because they do have to get back to school the next week.
And I know you mentioned gas prices. You know, people are kind of accepting that as a necessary evil in terms of the price. Are there any ways, though, that people can be saving costs on their travel expenses, whether it's flying or driving?
Well, anymore, people are getting savvy to the idea, but really it's just a matter of doing a little bit of research and seeing. AAA does have an app that allows you to see what the cheapest fuel is near you, but there are others out there as well. Right now, we're paying about 40 cents more than we did last year, but again, in terms of everything else that's going on, when you're being asked to pay $3.05 or something along that line, that's still a far cry from the nearly $4 we were paying at one point a few years ago. So, all things in perspective, we're getting very, very close to that $3 mark as a state, and several counties are actually below $3 today. So, the good news is, a lot more of the state is shifting over with that winter blend fuel, reduced demand, and right now, fairly inexpensive crude oil. That part could be very short-lived, but at this moment, we're going to take advantage of it and get the benefit as best we can.
So talk to me a little bit about how, you know, we're driving down the road, and we are excited to get to grandma's house, and we blow a tire, or the car goes out. I just had this happen to me where, you know, we had car issues. What can people do in terms of making sure that they're prepared for maybe the worst case scenario that we're hoping they don't have but could happen while they're on the road?
Yeah, that's the way it always seems to go, isn't it? You're on your way to someplace important or a special meeting or a get-together, and these are the times that car trouble happens. So that message about preventive maintenance is just so important. We expect to rescue about 360,000 motorists at the roadside over the holiday weekend nationwide. But if people can remember this simple acronym, BET. So make a safe bet by checking your battery system, your engine, and your tires before you hit the road. Look for anything that's weird, like cracking or splitting in your tire tread, definitely low tire pressure, things of that sort. Look for any engine leaks that you maybe haven't been dealing with. And then circling back to the battery, look for corroded terminals, look for anything that might tell you that you've got a weak battery. You get into cold weather, you get that early start, you're trying to get out to Black Friday, to a mall or shopping center, whatever. That's when you want that car to function very, very well. out, so you can be down there first in line bright and early, or maybe dark and early, depending on what time it is. And so ultimately, you want to make sure that those things are covered. In terms of emergency supplies, you always want to be ready for the unexpected. So having on those longer trips food, water, extra clothing, a first aid kit, a flashlight with extra batteries, some jumper cables, those kind of things are very important. And check the weather before you go. There may be a timing thing where you can maybe delay a few hours and prevent going through some ice or some issues. So just trying to be vigilant and be your own best advocate on the road. Certainly we're there and have your back, but we just want people to be very careful.
All right, well, we have been here with Matthew Condi. He is the Public Affairs Director for AAA Idaho, and he's been kind of giving us some information, even a couple of tips about how we can save money, especially coming up to this Thanksgiving where a lot more people are hitting the road. So thank you so much.